Gospels this morning in Mark's Gospel, chapter number 5. We'll stand honor the reading of the Word of God. I feel the Spirit of the Lord in this place, and I sure am glad because this is His house. And I've got about three things I'd love to preach, but I've got settled in on just this one. I know you're glad. And we're going to give our young preachers some time tonight, so you pray for them. Brother Ben, Brother Jason will be preaching tonight. And you pray for these young men, and that just mind the Lord and be a help to our church tonight and a help for our lives. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 5 now. The Bible said in verse 21, "And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto Him, and He was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And he besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death." And I want to say, you would only have to have a child to know where he stood. And a lot of times we can't relate to where people are and their problems, but aren't you glad that you can relate to even problems this morning? "I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live." Jesus went with him. Boy, wouldn't that be a blessing today if every daddy could get a hold of God like that? Can I say that again? And it's not a Father's Day sermon, but it is a Father's Day sermon. Wouldn't it be a blessing, Brother Kevin, if every daddy here could call on God and God come go with him? And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Verse 25, "And a certain woman which had an issue," and her issue was blood, and it was for 12 years. And you're here today, and you know something that is so familiar to everybody in this text. It may not be a blood issue, but we've all got some issues. You're looking at one of the biggest issues of this church. Me. You're looking at one of the biggest issues at my house. Me. The devil's not so much my problem, but it's me that's the problem. Now, I know you religious Pharisees not going to like this sermon today. But I believe in keeping preaching real, and I believe in keeping sermons real. Because I done been doing preaching and being married a long time. And I've not come down here to fool nobody. I understand we all got some issues. And if you want to look up that word issue, I like what Brother Adam said this morning. He looked up, what was the word you looked up? Help me. You know what it meant? To help somebody. Well, I looked up the word issue today. And that's what it means. A problem. Matter of fact, there's a Greek word hooked to that means wrinkle. It means that it may worry you or bother you. And so we all have something in common in this sermon today. It's not just for one lady with an issue of blood. It was with everybody on the sound of my voice that has an issue. Because can I tell you, Jesus still deals with issues. We got a lot of issues of our day. We trying to elect a man in the White House to fix all of our issues. And let me tell you, one man's not going to fix all our issues. But the Lord Jesus, one man, the God man, could fix all our issues. And so she suffered, watch this, many things of many physicians, had spent all she had and was nothing bettered. But rather, grew worse. She heard of Jesus. She came to the press behind, touched his garment. She said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And I like this Bible word, straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said to him, why, you see the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And let me tell you something. We never do know if people get touched or not. But he does. And he looked round about to see her, and that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing, trembling, knowing what was done in her. Let me read that again. I'm going to just let you sit down. Don't worry. You ain't going to have to stand much longer. Just let you sit down. But the woman, fearing, trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down. Now watch this. This thing's fixing to get real good. Fell down before him and told him all the truth. And said to her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Thank you for standing this morning. I want to preach a few minutes on this subject today on getting it fixed. Getting it fixed. Wouldn't it be a blessing if you could get your issue fixed today? Wouldn't that be a blessing if we could all leave church and when all of the candidates are running and they're all conversing back and forwards that we could run in and interrupt the TV newscast and say, hey, y'all, guess what? Say, y'all don't need to do this no more. We got it fixed. Wouldn't that be a blessing if you could go home today and look across your dinner table? By the way, you city folks, tonight's dinner, lunch to me is dinner. Bible says that's supper tonight. Amen. Wouldn't it be a blessing if y'all could go and eat dinner and look across one another and stuff got fixed? Wouldn't it be a blessing if you come back to church next Sunday and stuff is fixed? Wouldn't it be a great joy if you could go down to that plant in the morning or that store or that job? Wouldn't it be a blessing if you climbed in that car, that truck in the morning and stuff was fixed? I love it when stuff is fixed. Well, God has helped me this morning, got some stuff fixed. But I want you to notice now, I'm not going to preach a long time. I want to share these Bible truths with you and really what's burning in my heart. I want to say first of all about getting it fixed. Notice there was a terrible condition. A terrible condition. In verse 25 through 26, you'll notice it was a life of suffering. She had an issue of blood. You know, life is full of issues. We all have a lot of issues that come up. And so this lady was no different than me and you. She had a issue and she found herself in the life of suffering. You know, life is just not fire, is it? I would love to tell you that life was fire, and if you loved the Lord Jesus and if you carried a Bible and you come to church and you paid your tithes And if you loved one another and loved your neighbor as yourself, I'd love to tell you that you wouldn't have no issues. But I want to preach right to you today. We all may experience in this life of suffering. Because back yonder in the garden, we had a man that messed everything up by his disobedience. And therefore, this world is not heaven. Our problem is, a lot of times, we're wanting to look for heaven here. But heaven's not here. Heaven's yonder. And so we find that she had a life of suffering. She had an issue of blood. And then we see not only the life of her suffering, but we see the length of her sickness. For 12 years, she had had this issue. And I want to say this, it got old to her. Does any of your issues ever get old to you? I mean, ain't it amazing how we think that we'll have something fixed and then all of a sudden it becomes an issue and you say, boy, that's got old to me. I mean, a lot of times at my home, you know, I don't know sometimes why I say things I say. I don't know, but I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to do better. Would somebody help me preach on Sunday morning? I'm trying to do better. I hope I get a little something for effort because I am trying to do better. And so we see that this thing had got old. You know, I got so tired of being addicted to tobacco. You know, and I'm not meddling. I mean, I'm just preaching. I didn't write the Bible now. I want to tell you, I didn't write the Bible. I just read it loud. So ain't no sense you getting mad at me this morning. I mean, I had some issues with tobacco. Brother Martin, I love tobacco. I mean, and I still love tobacco. And if it ain't, if I'm not careful this time of deer, say, you real men that deer hunt, say amen this morning. I mean, I'll be wanting to get me a pack of Red Man, Brother David, nobody knowing about it, and to spit for the glory of God. Amen. I mean, Brother Mike, I would love to get in that tree. I know y'all getting tired of hearing it, but I'm just telling you, I still got issues in my life. You say, well, now you're the pastor, and man, you ought to be walking right and dressing right and spitting white. I'm trying, but I'm just telling you, sometimes Ken's an issue. I got probably, to me, I ought to have learned my lessons at home. I ought to have learned my lessons of life. I'm done 50 years old. I'm done old enough to go to growing up a little bit. And I find myself acting so not grown up sometimes. I mean, I do. I'm toy crazy. I can get a new shotgun. I want another shotgun. Amen. And some of y'all can get one pocketbook. You want another pocketbook. I thought I'd, you know, sort of level this sermon out. Y'all can, some of you ladies, some of y'all can relate to snuff dipping because you do it on the side a little bit. But you know, you can't deal with a lot of shotgun, but you can with them pocketbooks, amen. And so I just have issues a lot of times. And you know, I've noticed in this life that everybody has issues. God's opened doors to let me go and preach another place. I've yet, Brother Marty, to preach for a preacher that didn't have issues. I've yet to pastor a Baptist that didn't have issues. So let me tell you, if the devil will crawl up on your bench this morning and tell you you're the only one that's got issues, guess what? He's lying. And you know how I know he's lying? Because he opens his mouth. Can I tell you, there are no big ones and there are no little ones here. And we all have something in common, and it's this flesh. You know, I can leave church filled with the Holy Ghost. Man, we've had a good meeting this morning. I mean, doing good. And somebody pull out in front of me, and them ugly words go to coming back in me. Amen. You'd think a man got saved, he'd forget about it all, but I just don't forget about it. Paul said, the things I do, I don't want to do. And the things that I do want to do, I just can't find myself to do them. And you know, it's sort of like where did we eat last night? Top of the River. You know, they got them dill pickles, and I know what it's going to do to me when I eat them. I mean, I might as well carry me two bottles of Rolaids. I know what that fried food's going to do to me. But I'm old enough to know better, but I go ahead and do it. And I know better not to go to the Waffle House at 11 o'clock after Friday night revival and eat all them hash browns scattered and smothered, and they drunk as a skunk in the grease they cooked this morning, and it would make anybody sick enough to die. And I know better, and I walk back and I lay down in my motel room. I say, oh, I'm miserable. I mean, I am. Why not do that? I'm miserable. I love chocolate oatmeal cookies. I don't know why I'm preaching. I must be hungry this morning. But I love chocolate oatmeal cookies. I love them. I love banana pudding. I love peanut butter. I love chocolate. Love peanut brittle. I just love anything if you want to make it. I'll just be a hog over it if you'll just break. But my girl, I preached Friday night off in a meeting, and she gave me a text. She said, "Daddy, me and the grandbaby brought you some chocolate or brought you something in your truck seat." And I missed them. Of course, I run out, and there was chocolate oatmeal cookie. And Brother Marty, I got one, and I got two, and I got three. And I said, "Now, I got to go preach in a minute." And I reached, and I got four. I said, "You know, I got to preach in a minute," and I got five. And before long, I done something I knowed better what I supposed to have been doing. But sometimes I just can't get it figured out. I just can't put it all together. I've got issues. And you that's looking at me like, "I hope you don't come by my pew preaching." You got issues too. Don't be looking too hard on your neighbor, because I know you got some issues too. And so we find this lady, she had a life of suffering, and she had the length of her sickness, 12 years. It got old. Some things just get old that I keep doing and that are issues in my life. And then there's not only the length of her sickness, there's the load of her spending. She had spent it all. The Bible said, verse 26, she had spent all that she had. She was spent out. Matter of fact, she had done heard so many opinions. Aren't people opinionated? Everybody can tell you how to fix the problem. And Daddy had a saying in Tennessee, stuck with me for years. He'd say, "Son, now you listen now. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to help you down the road. Everybody knows how to handle the bear except the one that's got a hold of it. So be careful about people's opinions on how to fix an issue, because they may be leaning to one side." Brother Jason called me from work one day, and he said, there's a feller down at the work. He's always getting people to co-sign with his craziness. You know what I'm talking about? Well, you know, I went out and I did this, and ain't that right? Don't you agree with that? No, I ain't co-signing that with you. But a lot of times, be careful with people with opinions, because we're opinionated. Am I preaching to anybody? And so she had done heard every opinion. She'd seen every doctor. She had done spent everything she had. And now she's got a problem. It's getting bigger. It's getting worse. Matter of fact, not only the load of her spending, but there's the lingering of her severity. It grew worse. And watch this. It wasn't growing worse around her. It wasn't growing worse on her. It was growing worse in her. Now, it's bad when something's in you and it's getting worse. I wish that I had a pill to fix anything. I mean, a lot of y'all, you've got to making fun at the bag I carry. There's everything in that toolkit. And that ain't a man purse, by the way. Somebody say amen right there. We'll fight out the service now. I'll throw the gauntlet down on you. I'm not a sissy, amen. Ladies, I went in the Coach outlet and they had one, but it looked a little too feminine, so I left it there. I mean, I've got everything from nose spray to handkerchiefs to car keys to outlines to Bibles. What's in there ain't none of your business what's in there. But I wish I had a pill in there would fix me. You know, matter of fact, some pills you take will go against you. The other day I was having great difficulties, and man, I could barely drive. I mean, I'm telling you, the devil done told me everything. I mean, I was sunk. I couldn't hardly stay in the road. Come to find out, it was a pill I was taking at night. So let me tell you, just because somebody give you something don't mean it'll fix you. You know why? Because they might not be the right doctor. Matter of fact, that doctor gave me that to go to sleep on, but he didn't tell me about the side effects. I can tell you how to fix your house, but I can't tell you about your side effects. I mean, I can tell you boys how to do it, but now there may be some repercussions. I can tell you how to paint all them cars. Never painted one, you know, but I got an opinion. That's the way people are, pastor in a church. I know what I'd do if I was a preacher. Oh, do you really? Well, your opinion may have some repercussions on it. And so you better be careful whose pill you swallowing, because there may be some repercussions come along with it. I tell you what I'd do if I was you. I'd get out of that shouting church. But you see what the problem is. Your babies is going to go off where you take them to. And then you get down there and you get on some bad doctrine. The repercussions really going to hurt you down the road. So I want to talk to the right doctor. Matter of fact, I love what one old timer said, Brother Boatner. He said, she changed doctors. Yeah. But wouldn't it be a blessing today if we had just changed doctors? Can I tell you, he'll take any case this morning. No, I mean, he's not overrun. Nobody's going to call and say, well, he's busy, can't get into him today. He's sick with the flu. The MRI machine's broke down. You got to reschedule. I done heard everything since I got 50. Yeah. And Brother Marty, Brother Jerry, I'm dreading to hear what's coming next. Yeah. It's bad when you get up and your shatter's hurting you. But she got a lot of opinions. And it's just getting worse. I'm talking about for 12 years, this thing just gnawing inside. Have you ever had something so get inside of you that it wasn't no room to put food in there? Oh, so four of y'all had. I'll preach to you four. I'm talking about, has your issue ever been so big? People look at you and say, why ain't you eating nothing? You say, I'm not hungry. Because something in you has got you so consumed, you can't get nothing else down. Boy, I tell you what that'll do. That'll make you want to get to some help. Matter of fact, a lot of you wonder why your issue's got so bad. Let me tell you why it's got so bad. So you change doctors. My God, this is good preaching on Sunday morning. I mean, this is wonderful preaching on Sunday. A lot of times, you know, if I'd have went down there to that first doctor and they said, you all right, here's a shot, and it got fixed, then I never would have met another doctor. Maybe your case has got so bad in you that you're ready to get it fixed. You know, I thought that weed I was smoking would fix the stuff I needed. Man, I don't know. I'll just be honest with you. I got around the wrong crowd, and I got into some stuff that was bigger than me back years and years and years ago. And thank God it was years and years. Matter of fact, I'm glad I wasn't coming up in the day and hour that these young people have got to choose from what they got to choose from. And man, I got to doing things that I'm ashamed of. And but you know something about it? As high as it would take me, every time when I'd come back, all my issues was right where I left them. And that's just the way that the devil's things have got. See, the devil will show you. He'll show you the front side of the billboard. He'll show you the pretty Budweiser horses and the Clydesdales and everybody having a good time. And young boys, he'll show you the young boys with all of the girls and having a great time, driving the nice cars and got all the stuff. But he won't show you the back side of that billboard that I've seen down yonder at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. when families' lives are wrecked and you're in a ditch and you're upside down and mom and daddy's walking a bad place. See, the devil never show you none of that. Wouldn't it be a blessing if you could get fixed this morning? Oh, this is the thing about it. A young man told me this Wednesday night. He said, "Pastor, I don't want to be doing what I'm doing." But he said, I just can't help it. I just can't get through it. He told me this for a service. Sorry, he said, "Preacher, I want to do right, but I just can't do right." Well, let me tell you, it's such a blessing when you get it fixed. You know, she had a problem. Let's think a minute about problems. We've all got them. We've all got issues. We've got people issues. Amen. When you get at a church this size, everybody's not going to see just the way you see it. But we can agree to disagree. And you'll have family issues. I mean, there'll be some people in your family that absolutely become a big issue. And it would be okay if they were just sort of around you, but now it's got in you. Wouldn't it be a blessing to get it fixed? Well, I saw how to get it fixed, and I want to share it with you. Lord, help me so much. I was preaching Thursday night and seen it. But we're not there yet, so hang on a minute. I want to say, first of all, there's a terrible condition, but there was a touch in confidence. You know what she said, verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus. I wonder who told that girl Jesus in town. I want to be in a church that'll tell the world about Jesus. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. The Baptists will let you down. Your friends will let you down. But Jesus can fix you. She heard about Jesus. You know, ain't it something how God will save an old boy and somebody say, "What in the world happened to you?" He said, "Man, I met Jesus." You mean Jesus fixed you? He sure did. He took my case. So, we see here her touching confidence. Look what she says now. She said, she come behind in the press and touched his garment. She said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." Now, I want to say this on her touching confidence. First of all, watch your Bible. This is good right here. She had to get past the crowd. In verse 27, she was behind the press. That means a crowd, a big room of people. You know something? If you're waiting for Christ to fix you, you got to get past the crowd. And number two, you got to get past the critics. I'm going to tell you right now, if you go down in Bowden and you eat at the cafe and they say, "Where you go to church?" They say, "Liberty Baptist." You say, "Oh, that church. Oh, you went to that church today." Well, let me tell you why some of them's got an issue with it. I'm not throwing rocks. I'm going to tell you why some of them's got an issue with it. Because we don't trunk a tree here. Amen. And we don't have Bozo the Clown come in and do seminar. Amen. And our ladies here dress proper and men dress proper. We got standards. And we just trying to have old-fashioned church the way Brother Monroe Wiggins had it 40 years ago. One of my heroes. Yes, sir. I've not seen no reason to change. I have no reason to change. What this Bible says will work if I'll just apply it. So you're going to have to get past the critics before you ever get any help for your life. Matter of fact, the devil's not going to applaud you for going to a King James church. Devil's not going to go out there and applaud you for getting under preaching. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Now, you got to say something about most of the time the service is here. Most of the time when we leave, we can say this. We've been to church. Amen. Well, Brother Larry, that's what we ought to do, Brother Rick. We got church sign out yonder. Now, I'm not getting mean ugly. I'm just telling you how you're going to have to get past what people's going to say about you. And a lot of you are wondering the reason you can't come to Jesus because what somebody's going to say about you. Well, let me tell you something. I would rather let everybody know I saved and die and go to heaven than to not give them something to say and die and go to hell. She got Pastor Chris. I wonder how many times she thought this. What's somebody going to say? Well, let me tell you something. If we all looked, I wish I had an hour and a half just right here. If we all looked at what was at our house, I doubt if we could criticize anything. She had to get past the crowd. She had to get past the critics. She had to get past her condition. And she had a serious problem. And I tell you what, it wasn't only affecting her, it was affecting everybody she touched. You let me get down, or let me tell you this, let me just go and tell you really where it's at. You let my wife get down and get out of sorts, our house is shut down. Now, we fellers do pretty good, but I mean, I need stuff washed, amen. Amen. I need stuff cooked, amen. That Hormel chili just don't taste like her chili, Brother Martin. And them Pop'em biscuits, it just can't touch a real cat head. Somebody say amen right there. So it affected other people. A lot of times what's going on in us affects other people. And we better be careful who we are affecting. I've got two grand young'uns got their eyes on me. Have you ever noticed this little one-year-old boy Brother David's got? I can come by and sometimes he'll do this, but Miss Faye, I can't get him no more because when I set him down, he cries. Well, let me tell you what. What's in me does affect other people. This morning, would you like to get it fixed? Boy, it's nothing like getting it fixed. You know something? Our smart mouth a lot of times causes a lot of issues. People, hold this so I won't look at it no more. I've got to preach this sermon. If I just watch this, and let me tell you something. When you correcting somebody else's kids, I'd be careful. Because yours may do twice what theirs do. And when you're so opinionated and you're telling everybody how to fix something, I'd be careful. And I'd be looking around and see what kind of issues I got. Her touch and confidence. You know what she said? She said, if I can just get down there where he is and touch him, I can be whole. Her tremendous cure. Now, I want to say this in verse 29. Look what happened. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body she was healed of that plague. Well, it involved faith. What a tremendous cure. You know the only way that you're going to get help is by faith today. You're going to have faith in the Son of God. If you can just get your issue to Him, He can fix it. And let me tell you something. The day and the hour, it's not so much the day and hour of miracles. It's still faith. God honors faith. Faith is not sight. Faith is not convenient. It took some faith to put this wing on this church. Look what God's doing. Faith is not sight. Faith is not might. Faith is not fright. But it took faith to fix her issue. And not only did it take faith, not only did it involve faith, it involved feeling. I want to say something right here. And I want to stop and I want to say something. Dogmatically, the salvation I got, I didn't get it by feeling. But the salvation I got some feelings with it. This is what I do when I come to church when meeting breaks out. I cry on everybody. Now, the church I was raised, I didn't cry on nobody. You know why? I never got saved. So when I got saved, God put something in me that are feelings. So don't let nobody tell you salvation don't have feelings. It does, and it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling that you know eternity's fixed. Let me tell you. You're going to die. You're going to face God as your judge. Are you going to heaven or are you going to hell? There's one way to go to heaven. That's by His Son. No other way. Not working, not being baptized. It's simply by faith in the Son of God. Wouldn't it be a blessing if God would fix you this morning? You see, it involved faith. It involved a feeling. And it involved a fact. Look at what it said. In her body, she was healed of that plague. Now, a terrible condition, a touching confidence, a tremendous cure. But lastly, and this is where the sermon's at, and I'll be done. I want Miss Julie, I want them to come back, and I want y'all to sing that song, Miss Caroline. Then I want to give an altar call today. Not only a terrible condition, a touching confidence, a tremendous cure, but lastly, look at this truthful confession. A truthful confession, verse 32 and 33. But the woman fearing and trembling, the Bible said, watch this, knew what was done in her. And she fell down before him and told him all the truth. Now, we had some missionaries here Sunday night. Is Miss Julie here? Miss Julie here? Y'all come on, Caroline, with your mama. And I don't mean to grieve the Holy Ghost. I don't want you to break out in louder. I just want to tell you how it is about this thing of truth. She told him all the truth. Had a missionary family come in. Brother Gerald, I'd rested a couple of weeks. I hadn't had a meeting in a couple of weeks. I've rested. I felt like I was good. And the missionary's wife, she said, Pastor, you look so tired. I got to thinking, man, I'm rested. I can't get no better than this. I mean, I'm doing good as I can do this morning. I'm telling you, I'm just doing good as I can do. Truth hurts, don't it? Now, I want you to look what happens when she does. This thing helped me. Now, it helped me. Look what Jesus done when she fell down and told him all the truth. He said, okay. The faith have made thee whole. Now, go in peace. Ain't that a blessing when you tell Jesus all the truth? He said, now you can get in peace and pull off and go on home in it. Amen. There's nothing like riding in peace. Laying in peace. Sitting in a deer stand in peace. Gosh, he said, if you'll just tell... Now, she told him all the truth. Now, this is what I've found out. And I promise you, I'm fixing to be done. I can't tell everybody the truth. But you can tell him. Because you know why you can't tell everybody the truth? Because they don't want to hear the truth. You know, sometimes I got to kneel, and I did Thursday night. God, I was a-preaching, y'all. And this thing come on me on this text right here where I seen this. She fell down and told him all the truth. I could barely wait to close my Bible to fall in the altar because something I had to tell him. Now look what he said. He said, now after you've done that, you can get up and you can go in peace. God, what a joy to get it fixed. Preacher, will I mess up again? You probably will. But I tell you what you can do, just like this time. You can run, fall at His feet and tell Him the truth. And He'll fix all your issues. Our sisters are going to sing this morning. I want to open this altar. I want to say, why don't you get it fixed? Maybe you hear you've never been saved and you're scared. The crowd's big. Your condition's bad. And you say, well, Brother Ken, I just don't know what to do to be saved. Well, let me tell you what to do to be saved. Simply step out as a little child and trust Him by faith to forgive you of all of your sins. And He'll take you just the way you are, ma'am. Sir, He'll take you just the way you are. Mom and Daddy, wouldn't it be a blessing if God would get that fixed in you this morning and you could pull out and go in peace and eat like you've never eaten and sleep like you've never slept? While they sang, now, it's your time. Would you come this morning?